B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It is brought to you by D'Angelo. Grilled greatness awaits at D'Angelo with the mouth-watering steak number 9 sandwich. It's stacked with sizzling sirloin and melty cheese. Grilla-loo-yeah. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
How can we help you, madam?
Well, I'm just confused. I'm confused about what went down. I feel like I had an awesome first date. I met Ben online, and he actually did look like his picture when we met in real life, which is always exciting.
That's a plus.
Always a plus. We had a lot of interests in common, including we both love to gamble. So it was, like, really easy. We decided, like, let's go to the Encore.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was so fun. Like, we had the best night. We were out until, like, 2 a.m. We were winning. We were drinking. We were, like, cheering and, like, high-fiving each other because we were just killing it. And I have no idea what happened, but he's just totally gone cold. He's not returning any of my calls, not texting me back, and I have no idea what happened. I have no clue.
It's so easy to tell when somebody goes to a casino whether or not they won money or not, because if they did, they had the best time. Like, you never you never hear them go, oh my God, we had the best time. I mean, we lost $5,000,
right,
but it was amazing. It was either the best time because you won or the worst time because you lost. All right, I mean, do you think anything happened while you were at the casino that you know, could have turned them off?
I just don't know what it could be. I've gone over everything. Like, I don't know. We had the best time. We killed it. I don't know what.
Again, they want money and they got drunk. What else do you want? All right, we'll give them a call for you next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Liz, in case you're just joining us. She had the best time at the casino with this guy, Ben, a.k.a. they won money and they got drunk, all right? But ever since that little casino trip, Ben's not replying to anything that Liz is sending him. No callbacks, no text replies, no nothing. Liz, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, be quiet. We're going to call Ben for you right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ben?
Yeah.
Ben, so Ben, it's the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain to you why we're calling?
Yeah, please.
Okay, clearly you're just waking up. So here's the deal. Your phone number was given to us by this girl. Basically, she just wants to take you out. She likes you. She has a crush on you. And she wants to take you out on a nice date and, you know, see if she could win you over. Her name is Liz. You guys hung out before at the casino.
What was that?
She said,
never good.
Okay, her side of the story is that you guys had a great time and you won money and you got drunk and you had fun. And she's wondering why you don't want to do that again. So, what's the deal?
First of all, I don't know. The girl you're talking about is kind of a piece of shit.
Okay, then. That was fast.
Kind of. In what way?
I don't even want to get into it, man. I'm not interested, though.
Can you please just tell us what it is? Because she's very confused. Again, her side of the story.
Look, it's none of my business. I honestly don't give a fuck. I'm not interested.
But if you tell us why, then she'll have some sort of closure and she'll leave you alone.
All right. So she told you about our little casino date at the Encore?
She did, yes.
We're on our way out. We're both pretty pissed drunk, and I'm walking by the coat check area, like the lobby area, and she grabs this kid that's like sleeping. I'm just like, yo, what do you leave this kid alone? His parents left it here. It was her kid. This kid is sleeping on the bench. And she she starts shaking him on the shoulder, wakes him the fuck up.
Stop it.
And she takes him with her.
Stop it.
No, you're kidnapping this kid. She's like, no, this is my kid. I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
We've been drinking for like 6 hours.
What?
And this kid is down here in like luggage, bro? What the f***?
Hold on.
No. I've heard of people that, by the way.
Hold on. There's just so much going on. Ben, Liz is on the phone. Is she listening to what you're saying?
Oh,
come on. You're making a way bigger deal out of it. What
wait.
The Is that a Liz? Is this what she sounds like?
Oh, my God.
Liz.
Yeah.
Why didn't you drop that little nugget on us when you were telling us about the time you had at the casino?
He wasn't there alone most of the time. My cousin was there watching him almost the entire time. Like,
oh, almost the entire time. Okay. No. So it's okay then.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not a big deal. Like, he was fine. Like, he had his little, like, iPad. Oh, like, he was fine. God. He was watching, like, whatever, Netflix, and he was good. Like, it's not a big deal. He's making such a big deal out of nothing.
You left your kid with an iPad so you can go gamble and drink with Ben. And you think that was fine?
It's no big deal. Tommy knows sometimes mommy has to hustle. Like, it's, you know, like...
Hustle.
Yeah, so mommy has to hustle. And if mommy can find a husband, then I have to hustle even
less. Okay, all right. Now we're getting somewhere here.
Trash. And can I remind you, up until that point, I don't think this chick had a kid. Did mention him.
That's a horrible way to find out, too.
Yeah.
What if we pay for a babysitter for your son? And then would you go, well, for Liz's son, Ben, then would you go out with her again?
I tell you what. Pay for my first quarter of the fiscal year, my wages, and then I'll think about it.
Wow.
Maybe.
What the f***? You're ridiculous. We had fun. We had a good time. I'm sorry you're missing out on this opportunity because you're uptight.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Here's a new one. Being really, really, really good in the bedroom is not a good thing now. That's what's costing you dates. Listen tomorrow, 8:10, right here with the Get Up Crew. Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.